Well, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us, community members.
It's been a big 9 months for new CMC president Carrie Hauser. She's visited all 11 campuses, including Aspen, Rifle, and points in between. Hauser says CMC is still hammering out the exact details on how it will help new students who are already behind.
And it may look a little bit different for each of our high school districts. You know, we're working with the superintendents to say, how is this going to work for you? But in all likelihood, we can do a lot of this in the high school in the senior year.
Largely by increasing the number of kids taking CMC classes while they're still in high school. The institution is also looking to partner with nonprofits like the Aspen Community Foundation to pinpoint weak areas in local education. At a meeting in Aspen yesterday, Hauser said she's not frustrated at whether school districts might be dropping the ball.
Yeah, it's not necessarily new. And if you also look at the data that we showed today, the demographics in our schools are simply changing.
Hauser points to a dramatic boom in Latino and Hispanic kids statewide as well as in mountain communities.
We have a lot of kids that their families are first generation, in whether it's in our country or in our communities. So what students need and how they learn and how we actually deliver that, I have no judgment about that. It's just how do we actually think differently about how we get students ready.
And a persistent language gap between English and Spanish isn't solely to blame. Incoming CMC freshmen often are behind with math because they simply chose not to take those classes their junior and senior year of high school. Hauser says CMC wants to correct all of those pitfalls because college degrees are essential to making a living in Colorado. They're required by 75% of the jobs here. If all goes smoothly, the institution will send automatic acceptance letters to all high school graduates within its district to help bring in students intimidated or otherwise filtered out by the admissions process. There's another element to how CMC is aiming to better educate locals. Matt Gianeschi is CMC's chief operating officer, and he told this story about the Climax mine near Leadville.
They approached us and said, we have a need. They said it is hard for them to recruit industrial electricians. And they said it's a very specialized kind of a program that requires an apprenticeship with equipment that is unique in the world. No other mine in the world has that equipment. And so they said, can you help us? And we said, well, of course we can help. Our electricians program's in Rifle.
So the mine is now hiring CMC students to apprentice in-house, and they meet electrician instructors in Breckenridge. President Carrie Hauser says there's a similar opportunity with the Aspen Skiing Company. She and other CMC representatives recently met with the Ski Co.
So they're saying to us, you know, we need things like diesel mechanics or, you know, here in Aspen, you know, culinary, resort management, tourism, you know, all the things that are essentially the fabric of this community.
And while CMC's program for those skills is in Leadville, now the school will try harder to bring those classes to residents in the Aspen area. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.